It's Monday, November the 3rd, and you're listening to the Three Nerds in a Basement podcast. I'm Vince.
I'm Blavin.
And I'm Anthony.
And this is the Geek Chic Culture Show, where we talk about all the cool things in the world. On this week's episode, you can look forward to our thoughts on the big movie news this week.
Yeah.
What?
Yeah. Big announcements. Big announcements.
That's what I'm going to go with.
It's massive.
Let's see. It's Monday. It's November 3rd. Halloween weekend just happened.
Oh, I hope you had a spooky Halloween.
Yeah. I hope it was very scary. Hope you had fun times.
Probably mostly slutty.
I hope it was insanely slutty. I hope you found all the women's to your desires.
So I went to the pub night at your alma mater.
I didn't even ask you if you went out. Jeez.
I did.
You just took away my segue.
Actually?
Go ahead. What are we doing?
I went to your alma mater.
Oh, you went to Mohawk.
Yeah. But,
You went to the Arnie.
Yeah. Well, I got to the entrance.
Did you not?
So I got there at 10:30.
Okay.
So the people rushed the security guards and knocked over the fences. Security was like, oh, that's it. Everybody out. Everybody leave.
Oh, wait. Place really? They canceled the thing?
Yeah. Well, no. They had the people who were in there, but like, nobody else was getting let in.
Oh, wow.
At 9:30, people who got there at 9:30 and the place opens at 9, even didn't get in. But I heard a conflicting story where somebody said that they went into their car, sat there for 10 minutes, and came back when the line was empty and they let them in.
Huh.
But, yeah, apparently Halloween night is very popular.
Big line?
Yeah, there's a big, big line.
You should have just asked me for my MSA stuff.
What's that?
I don't want to call them coupons, but they're basically coupons. So you can get, I can get into all the events.
Like free access passes?
Yeah, with skipping the lines.
Really?
And you don't need ID. You don't need my ID. You could just take mine.
Why don't you just go?
Oh, because I had work the next morning.
You would have gone?
I actually went to a house party. But...
Vince didn't invite us.
By the time everyone got drunk, it was like 10, and I'm like, I gotta be at work at like 5:30, so I'm out.
Was this with your like robot friends?
No, this was with my Mohawk friends.
You didn't invite us?
He's got Mohawk friends?
He has Mohawk friends?
I assumed you guys were going out together.
Why didn't he invite us to the party?
Oh, wow.
I properly assumed you did go out.
He couldn't invite it. I couldn't have went anyways, but he didn't like invite us.
Did you wear a costume?
No, I didn't wear a costume.
He's Optimus Prime.
Why are you whispering to me? This is your fault.
Why is it my fault?
That's why I didn't bring you to anywhere. You do this whole like, yeah, see?
That's funny.
Maybe if you did, we'd stop it.
So you didn't get drunk?
No.
Yeah, so this Halloween was lame.
For you?
Well, it seems like you...
I was never going to go out, but... Because I always knew I'd work in the morning, but...
You almost went to a pub night.
Yeah. What did you do?
You almost went to a pub.
Oh, wait. We didn't hear Anthony's.
Oh, Anthony, what did you do?
Went to Bubble Tea?
Oh, for Halloween?
Yeah. We dressed up and we went to Bubble Tea and then we went to McDonald's.
You're so... You didn't even go trick-or-treating?
No.
Oh, come on.
So Asian.
I know, right?
You should have just went through the dorms trick-or-treating.
My costume was... Remember that time we went to that house party at Mac?
Yeah.
And Anupa got drunk and had her bunny ears?
Okay.
I still have those.
No. So that was it?
I just put that on.
Oh, Anthony, that
was it. I just had bunny ears on.
Anthony, no.
Yeah, you would wear bunny ears.
I would.
You would.
We determined I was a Playboy bunny. Oh. But it was play like PlayStation.
You mean play girl?
Yeah.
I guess.
Yeah.
Play girl bunny? Sure.
Yeah, because Playboy bunnies are girls.
Oh, yeah. Okay, Playboy bunny.
Speaking of Playboy...
Play girl bunny. Why did I keep saying... Whatever.
Speaking of Playboy, did you guys know that there was a segment on League of Legends on a Playboy?
Did you know that there was Nintendo advertising Bayonetta 2 through
Playboy? In Playboy?
What?
Yeah, man.
What, like she's naked?
Nude cosplays.
I don't know.
Oh, wow.
That's what I heard. I heard there were nude cosplays.
Hot. Well, there you go. We all did our separate things on the Halloween night.
Yeah. And it was all equally terrible.
I wish that they had...
You attempted the party. You also attempted the party. And I just didn't
party. We're all outside our respective homes.
Yeah.
Vince is like, these aren't toys. And then Levin was like, this isn't cards. And I was like, these aren't video games.
Yeah.
I'm just going to go home.
We all went home.
So I went home and I'm like, well, now that I'm home, I'm just going to sleep.
Yeah, so...
Good. I approve of that.
So hermitness has become... new to me. Like, it's my new MO now.
Well, apparently. Really? Yeah.
No, seriously. People have been commenting that I don't go out as often anymore.
But I don't know. I think that's your nature, though.
Hermitness?
Like real like friend talk time. Like,
oh, we're going there?
Yeah, like you just, like, you get into, like, Like, you know how, like, we always go out during the winter for some reason, but never during the summer? It's like, you have times that you want to be social every... Like, there's a certain...
You guys never go out during the summer?
Yeah. It's really weird.
We only go to clubs
during the winter. We go out when it's cold.
What?
I don't know why.
Because we're real men. No, like...
We're stupid.
That is stupid.
Like, last year, we went out all throughout November.
You guys go out when the girls are fully clothed?
Yeah.
Like, with multiple layers?
Yeah. Then you can see how really good they are at fashion.
Actually, last year, in November, we went out the most.
Yeah, yeah. It was super cold. Last year in November, it was like every weekend and every Wednesday.
It was so cold.
For all November.
Yeah, we're bad.
You guys are weird.
So yeah, no, but like you have, you have like how the earth has seasons. Blaven has seasons of going out and staying in.
Yeah, but I don't think it's as bad though.
It depends. Do you not enjoy it?
No, I like it.
Then it's not bad. Then whatever.
I don't know. It's interesting.
I don't know what to tell you.
That's whatever. Funny. It's just like.
Yeah, I don't know if you go out.
You just go to Toys R Us and get numbers. So F you.
That's my life.
I don't know if you go out, though. Like, every time I see you tweet, it's always from home.
Yeah, usually.
When you cross locate his IP address.
No, it's just always house. It's always his counter.
Yeah.
Building toys.
What?
Yeah, you always show pictures. I can see the fruit
bowl. Oh, that.
I'm waiting for the one.
I was like, what are you talking about? My location says counter? Building counter?
No.
Yeah, this address, kitchen, at
pinpoint accuracy. Yeah.
Well, yeah, when I'm at home, I'm doing anything? Yeah, totally.
Yeah. Wow. There you go.
Huh.
So my birthday's coming up.
Is it?
The 16th, we're partying. It's a Sunday. I know, it's weird. But everybody's busy on the Friday and Saturday.
So. 16.
Yeah. That's true.
Let's be free,
guys. Oh, sweet. I have an excuse to get out of a baptism. Yeah.
Nah, dog. You can still go.
No.
16?
Yeah.
I feel like I have something, but I don't know what it is. I'm sure it'll...
Is it Blaven's house party? Because it is.
No. No, like, I really feel like I have something important, but...
It's fine.
I don't know.
Whatever happens, happens.
TFCon, damn.
Wait. Sunday night?
Yeah.
Okay.
I'm gonna get trashed.
Don't you have work in the morning?
Who knows?
Doesn't everybody have work that morning?
Who knows, I said.
Not me. I have work in the afternoon.
Who knows, I said. Well, what does it matter? I'm gonna get trashed.
Yeah, but you're gonna get trashed alone.
I'm gonna get trashed, though. So,
okay.
It's cool.
So you have that? Do you have that day off from work?
I'm trying real hard.
Did you put in a request
for it? I did. Relax.
Okay.
Jeez. All right.
That's great.
Mm.
So we've concluded that...
we don't know how to party.
Uh-huh.
I know how to party.
Oh, yeah.
At bubble tea. Bubble tea and...
This is why your parents are always like, why are you so Asian?
This is why your parents say, why don't you have any white friends?
I don't have any white friends.
Right?
I know white people, but I wouldn't classify them as friends. Like, I don't hang out with them.
That's why they're disappointed in you, Anthony. That's why your father looks down on you.
Yeah, bring this under to your memory.
That's when you walk in the door, he's like, fuck Anthony!
It's true.
I know. That's the funny part. It is 100% true.
All I want you to do is grow your hair and have a top knot. Oh! Like a samurai.
Like a man bun?
Like a samurai. Oh!
Like man. A man bun?
Just start wearing the Chinese suit.
I was discussing that with some girls at the concert I went to. Like, if a man bun is appropriate. Or if it's like a ponytail.
Are you picking up girls? Good.
Ah! Or if it's like a ponytail.
Is it appropriate?
Yeah, like
I think if you can pull it off, it's totally appropriate.
Yeah, but like
Tommy.
But is it like no. Hair faux pas? Like no. Like how a ponytail is never good on anybody except for girls.
Have you not seen Thor?
No, yeah, it looks stupid on him.
No, it looks awesome on him.
No, ponytails look dumb.
Have you not seen Orlando Bloom? Looks awesome on him.
No, ponytails look dumb on everybody.
It's not a ponytail.
Even a girl?
Though. It's like a bun.
Huh? Even a girl?
No, a girl's fine. Like, I mean, on a dude. Like a man ponytail sucks.
I don't know.
But like, is a man bun a thing? Like,
I don't know.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Right. It looks great.
Well, we'll ask the audience to write in.
Yeah.
Tell us if Anthony should get a man bun.
We'll write a...
Are you asking if you should get one?
No, I
totally think you should get
one.
I think you should try.
I don't think I could get it
with a man bun.
I have a long face, but I don't know. Like, but it's too chubby for that.
You are kind of fat in your face.
Yeah, see? Like,
you do weigh 250 pounds.
I don't.
Actually?
No.
Wow.
I haven't weighed myself. I think I weigh like 170, 180.
Jesus.
That's a lie.
I'm a beast compared to you guys.
Microphone adds 10 pounds.
The microphone adds 10 pounds.
That's a good
one. That's why I said 180.
That's a good one. That's actually a good one.
You just said 170.
Yeah, I said 170, 180. I took into consideration the microphone.
Okay.
Yeah, I see.
Mm.
Spooky.
Yeah.
This is like impossible to segue from.
No, it's easy. It's easy. What were we talking about?
Thor.
Wait, Thor. You know who's Thor? You know where we saw Thor this week?
Tell me where.
We saw him in that big Marvel announcement, right?
Yeah. Where was that? I didn't even know where it was from.
Disney.
Oh, was it?
Disney Hollywood.
Disneyland, oh, interesting.
Something like
Disney
that.
Disney World.
Yeah. So fill me in, Blaine. What happened this week?
So basically, this week they announced the next lineup, the lineup for all the Marvel movies for the next 2 years or so.
Two years?
Is it two? Is it three? Four?
It's 2019.
2019? Yeah. So 5 years. So we got Black Panther, Doctor Strange.
Suicide Squad. No, wait.
Wow. SDC. Okay. All right.
I'm cut. I'll see you guys later. I'm out.
Guardians of the Galaxy Dose. Who else we got? Oh, Avengers. Infinity War, Parts 1 and 2.
Oh, yeah.
Captain America, Civil War. Thor, Ragnarok.
I don't know what that means.
Oh, it's Ragnarok is in, I think it's Norse mythology. It's the final battle between good and evil. And then after it resets, and then they fight it. And then everything happens again, and they keep fighting. It's just a cycle.
Cool.
Yeah. So, is that it?
No, you're missing the two important ones.
Who dat?
The Inhumans.
Oh, what the hell?
Oh, yeah. No, you're right. I don't care about the Inhumans. But I do care about the other one.
Miss Marvel?
Captain Marvel.
Oh, Captain Marvel. Which is a girl. It's not actually Shazam. Captain Marvel.
No, no. And it's also not Marvel.
Yeah, I know. It's not Marvel.
It's Carol Danvers.
Yeah. Miss Marvel, basically.
Captain Marvel.
Oh, my God.
But what about that guy who's like, he's so powerful that he speaks and he blows up planets?
That's the Inhumans. Yeah. That's Black Bolt.
Black Bolt, that's his name.
Mm. Yeah. So what are you guys excited for here? I heard Benedict Cumberbatch is going to be Dr. Strange.
Well, here's the thing.
I like that.
He's not confirmed.
It's confirmed.
It's just confirmed, guys.
No. He's not confirmed. It was reported wrong. He's not confirmed. He's just in the lead for the running.
Okay.
But you guys like that? That idea of the Cumberbatch?
Yeah. Obviously.
I can't tell if you're being sarcastic.
Yeah, and then his butler has to be the guy. Yeah, man. What?
Has to be Watson?
Yeah.
No, like, I don't know. He's already played, like, a professor, almost.
Like Sherlock?
Yeah. And then, like, he's just, like, a smart dude. And, I don't know. Whenever I think of, like, Doctor Strange, I think of, like, a tall, lanky dude. And he fits that criteria.
I've already seen a bunch of photoshops of his face looking like Doctor Strange, and it's hilarious.
Like with the mustache?
What do you think?
It's funny.
No.
I just don't know what you're going to look like. I always picture Doctor Strange having a longer face and looking older. Mm. But I mean, the wonders of makeup, right?
Yeah, I think it's a good cast. Like, it's a smart casting decision.
Yeah.
I would have liked to have seen Leonardo DiCaprio.
Oh, that's actually a good one, too.
Because Anthony's giving up the Hello Kitty. He has understood his mistake. No, but no, Leo is, I know we all think of him as that young, bright featured kid from Titanic, but guess what? He's kind of old now. Well, he's not old. He's matured.
They want to win awards for this movie. If Leo's in it, they can't win awards. That won't happen.
But they'll get pretty damn close. They'll get tell you that.
A close second.
But, you know, I think he would actually be really cool because, you know, like, he's got that whole, that he walks that line of being totally serious and totally crazy.
Yeah.
And I think that'd be perfect.
He did that very well in Wolf of Wall Street.
Yeah. It's comparable to Tom Cruise, only Tom Cruise is crazy and even more crazy.
Oh, you know what? They should all just be Tom Cruise.
Oh, yes, that's right.
You should listen. There's a song called Tom Cruise Crazy. That's really funny.
Is it?
You should like it. I think you like it.
So the other thing I see is that Avengers is going to be the Infinity War.
Uh-huh.
Oh, man. That's going to be crazy.
Uh-huh.
Well, I guess it's already been hinted at, but I mean...
I think it's been hinted at from the start, yes. Yeah,
it's going to be good. It's going to be good. But the biggest news for me was the Civil War thing. Uh-huh. So, is Cap going to die?
I don't think so.
No? They're going to have new Bucky as Cap?
I think Bucky will appear.
Yeah?
Because, like, there's a whole thing he didn't want to do anymore.
I don't know. I feel like everyone thinking it's going to be really close to the comic ones. I don't feel it's going to go that way.
Yeah, because, I mean, they didn't introduce that many heroes, right?
Yeah, so the big sticking point of Civil War is there's a billion heroes, and they each take sides.
But even in that comic, like, a lot of them were just kind of chumps.
Yeah. But it's the whole idea of dividing the entire superhero community.
Yeah.
But there's, like, four of them, and it's...
Wasn't there a game based on that storyline?
Yeah. Marvel Ultimate Heroes 2.
Was that good?
It was pretty good. It wasn't as good as the first one.
Okay.
Yeah. But the other thing, too, is the Civil War... The big thing about the Civil War thing was revealing your identities.
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm.
And last I checked, every one of the Avengers was known.
Oh, in the movie-verse?
Yeah.
So, yeah, who knows what's up?
Yeah, like, everybody knows Tony Stark's Iron Man.
Yeah. Like, so I don't think it's going to be, like, this really long...
I don't know if anybody... Everyone knows Bruce Banner is the Hulk.
I don't think it matters.
Yeah, true.
So Chadwick Boseman is going to be our Black Panther.
Uh-huh.
He was in the movie about James Brown, Get On Up.
Uh-huh.
But have you seen any of his movies?
Nope.
No? Me neither.
I heard that movie was like a catastrophe. That James Brown movie?
Yeah.
They couldn't like use any licensed James Brown music.
Really?
In a biography
about
James
Brown.
Yeah, in a biography about James Brown.
Yeah, crazy.
Okay, so do you care about Black Panther? That's what I want to know.
I just wish it was Digimon Hounsou.
They can't use him anymore.
Oh yeah, he's like every other person.
Yeah.
Oh, that's funny.
He controls all the adamantium, right? No.
What?
Vibranium. Oh, okay. Wakanda has a big store of it. Oh,
okay.
Apparently from a meteor or something that had it all.
Yeah. And that's why his country's so rich or whatever?
Yeah, and so awesome.
Yeah, I don't really care about Black Panther.
Doesn't care about you,
that's
man.
That's racist.
Doesn't care about you, man.
Nah, whatever.
How about racist? I love War Machine.
Yeah. I don't know. I never really read anything about Black Panther. Like, honestly, I just know he's rich, and apparently he's married to Storm.
He is.
I hope he has a cape.
He does not.
I know.
Oh, no, he has a little cape.
Oh, yeah, he's in that, like, black BDSM suit.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And he has, like, the African necklace and a cape.
Yeah, oh, yeah, okay.
It's a little cape.
He also has a spear, right, sometimes?
He usually just claws you.
Now, that's racist.
He actually looks like Batman without the armor.
Yes! These are true facts.
Yes.
And the Inhumans, so what the hell? The Fantastic Four is gone.
Yeah.
And the Inhumans tie into them, so what's the deal? I don't know.
The producer, Kevin Feige?
Yeah.
Feige.
He loves the Inhumans.
I do like the Inhumans, like, don't get me wrong. They have a huge dog named Lockjaw, and then they have the princess with the hair, like Medusa.
Princess with the hair?
Her name is Medusa, I think. And then, Jesus, Black Bolt.
Awesome. I like the idea of the Inhumans, but I've never actually read anything about the Inhumans.
Yeah. I think there's like they create like the Terrigen Mists or something like that and gives them all their powers and stuff.
Yeah.
But Black Bolt, man.
He whispers and he wrecks fools.
Whatever.
I hope he just like starts talking like normally. He's like, what up, dude?
I think I read a thing where he said he whispered the word quiet and he like blew up a dude.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
That happens often.
And then you said there was one where he yelled.
That's only like two.
To call Galactus, yeah.
To call Galactus.
Yeah, because he's getting effed up.
That's pretty cray cray.
Yeah. Who knows? Who knows? I mean, they just didn't cover the best one, though.
Who?
Jubilee.
Oh.
Jubilee the movie. Jubilee the movie.
I thought you were going to say Dazzler, but okay.
You know what? That would have been a product of its time.
I think Dazzler would have been awesome with Taylor Swift as the lead.
Oh, my God. OMGs.
Marvel would have just won the world.
Dazzler the movie.
That crossover, damn.
I think that would... Perfect casting, right?
Do you think she can act?
This is the movie about disco.
Do I think Dazzler can act?
No.
Then Taylor Swift's perfect.
Speaking of acting, So apparently The Flash is doing well.
Yeah.
Yeah, apparently it's...
Like a TV show?
Yeah, apparently everybody likes it.
Yeah.
Is it good?
I like it.
But the real question is it better than Arrow?
Nope.
Okay. Yeah, all right. This is fair.
Do you know why it's doing good?
Why?
Because people know who The Flash is.
These are true facts.
No one knows who Green Arrow is.
Yeah, Flash is run fast.
Apparently that show does go well, too.
It does, but it had to build up to that. It never started out good. Okay. Like, it didn't start out popular.
Okay.
Whereas The Flash was like, oh, I know that guy. He's the one who can run.
Get him. Right through walls.
Yeah.
A lesser known fact.
Yeah. But I don't know. Getting back to, what were we talking about? Marvel?
Yeah.
Eh.
You're not excited for all these?
You know what? To be honest, I kind of didn't want them to spill everything.
Oh, I see. You wanted to trickle information.
Because now, Blavin, by the time this is done, we're going to be in our 30s.
I'm going to be 29 when the last... I'm
going to tell you this. Like, we know what we're going to be watching for the next 5 years. We know where our life is going to be.
You're not going to be bringing a kid? Nah, I won't have a kid.
I think I'll have three.
At a wedlock?
Damn it. I don't want to be an insta-dad.
A Filipina nurse will, like, hold you down. No! Kids.
Think about it. Kids who are getting born today, they'll be five by the time this is...
Oh, my God.
It's messed up.
Oh, right. My God.
It's messed up.
I don't know. I just feel like every year we get excited to be like, oh, what's going to be the next one? Now it's like, next 5 years, here you go. And
too much of a good thing, basically.
Yeah, it's kind of like, oh, I wish you just didn't do that.
Like, trickled it little by little. Right?
Uh-huh.
Yeah. But even if they aren't showing us anything for a while,
yeah.
Like, it's still the fact that we now know.
Yeah.
Right? And it's kind of, I don't know. Sometimes ignorance is, like, fun.
Yeah. Maybe they should have just released
Why
a trailer
didn't
you just
for say each. Bliss?
They no, because I didn't want to try. I didn't want to trope it up.
They should release a trailer for each of them.
A trailer for each of them?
I don't think... Here's part one, and here's part two. Make sure you watch the trailer part one.
I think the problem is half of them aren't cast yet.
Probably half of them aren't even written yet. Like, I bet it's just like, these are just ideas, and we thought these ideas were solid.
I'm sure they have a general storyboard. They just don't have the details worked out.
Well, at the end of the movie, Black Bolt yells, and then...
I think what's going to be crazy is, so Avengers is two-parter, right? Infinity Wars?
Yeah.
The second one is going to have about a billion characters.
Well, I guess that's what they're trying to hype up to, right?
Because, like, you're going to have all these movie characters. There's those four Netflix shows, right? Daredevil and Luke Cage and Iron Fist and... I don't know who the other ones are.
Are they out now?
He's Power Man?
Yes. Okay. They're not in...
No, Daredevil starts right after Age of Ultron.
Oh, okay.
Or that's when it hits Netflix.
Interesting.
And then they're also going to have all the characters from Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D., I'm assuming.
Mm.
And this is a long shot, but I really, really hope Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D., I don't know if you guys remember the girl Skye.
Yeah.
So, like, the whole show is about her. Who is she? What's her identity? Blah, blah, blah.
Okay. She's a computer girl?
Yeah.
Okay.
Is she, like, half alien? Is she half Kree?
Okay.
I hope the whole show is just her lead up to be Captain Marvel.
Oh.
A lot of people will call sacrilege on that, because Captain Marvel's blonde and she's clearly not.
I see.
Is Martian Manhunter Marvel?
Nope.
Okay.
Oh, wow. Nope.
You continue to embarrass yourself.
Just leave.
It's so American. I don't understand this garbage.
I'll tell you what, though. How do you guys feel about this lineup compared to DC's lineup?
Man, what is DC even doing?
So DC has basically every big character from the Justice League plus the Suicide Squad.
What are they doing, though, with their lives? Are they asleep at the wheel? Like, is that what's going on?
I'm pretty excited for a Suicide Squad.
No, I'll tell you what happened. They couldn't do anything because Christopher Nolan didn't want anything to do with this kind of stuff. So they had to wait for it until he finished up his Batman movies.
That's such a shame.
Yeah, and Christopher Nolan started when? 2005, right?
Yo, man, shame on you, Christopher Nolan.
Because he said his...
Shame on you.
They said his... He said it like his trilogy would not work if it had to encompass a universe.
See, this is why I hate the Nolan movies.
Huh?
This is why I hate the Nolan movies.
Oh, okay.
I just want it to be big, blockbuster, action-y fun. I don't really care about darkness. I don't give a crap.
You want it to be junk food?
Yes! That's what I go to see these flicks for.
Oh, man.
Jeez.
Did it hit him? I don't know.
I
just want my movies to be Baconators, is what you're saying.
Baconators?
Yeah.
Yeah, man.
Just all meat.
Yeah, I mean, like,
no veggies.
I don't really care about Bane's speech. It's just, man, I just want to see, you know, people smashing fools.
I was born in the darkness.
I was born in the darkness!
Oh, my God.
But, I mean, like, the Avengers, they're just fighting for half an hour, and you're like, yeah.
Whoa, Iron Man went to space.
Like, awesome.
Oh, how do you guys feel about that? There is no Iron Man movie.
Oh, I saw that. What's the deal with that?
I'm fine with that.
He's going to be the main antagonist in Civil War.
Oh. Hot. That's all I can say.
I'll tell you what's about that. They can't pay Robert Downey Jr. enough money to have Iron Man 4.
He really doesn't want to stay.
What would they even do for Iron Man 4?
I don't know.
He doesn't want to stay.
It's not that he doesn't want to stay. I think he just doesn't want to get a pay cut for appearing again.
So who's going to be Iron Man, the Avengers?
I honestly think after all these events, like, this entire thing's done, I think they're it. That's it. No more.
They're going to end the superheroes arc?
I think they're going to take a break. I don't think they can continue.
I also think they might switch up the Avengers line.
See, they can do that, but at the end of the day, it's like, if you don't have Iron Man, if you don't have Cap, who cares anymore?
Yeah. Spider-Man's not them anymore, right? Not Disney yet, right?
It's no, Fox, and that's the other thing. I can't believe we're going to go through this whole thing without a Spider-Man in there.
Well, I mean...
And without Wolverine.
We'll have Spider-Man
at
some points, right?
They're still very cagey on that. They don't know yet.
But a Spider-Man is done by Fox?
Sony.
Oh, Sony. So they're going to do their own thing, right?
Yeah.
But he doesn't tie into the Marvel universe, right? Okay. No Wolverine?
Yeah, see,
yeah,
like,
but they have their own Age of Apocalypse.
Who cares? But you can't have, like... The whole... You can't have the whole wrap-up to this thing without seeing Spider-Man or Wolverine. They're two biggest characters.
You want this all to be an all-encompassing thing, right? Yes,
I do.
Might as well, if you do it, gonna do it big,
yeah.
Right?
Yeah. We'll just stop now.
Yeah.
What happened to the Fantastic Four?
Who cares?
Huh?
Fox has them.
So should we, like, blow up Fox? Like...
No. They're doing a reboot movie. It's coming out.
Okay.
Man, I love them.
You love the Fantastic Four?
I do.
Yeah. I don't know. But, you know, this lineup seems pretty cool.
Pretty solid.
Some diversity. I like how they're adding in new characters.
Yeah.
And what we really need, though.
What?
New Ghost Rider movie.
Oh, yeah. Nick Cage! I can't believe
there's two of those.
Yeah.
Nick Cage.
And that second one was bad.
Those aren't part of the Marvel Cinematic
Universe. I don't think so. I think they're separate.
I want it to be.
But they should be.
If they were, sure. I don't know. It won't change anything. Sure, they can just say, yeah, he was off in the corner.
No, man. He's going to be the centerpiece.
No.
No, in the cartoon, he sucks out Galactus' soul.
Oh, forget it. Forget it. I'll tell you what. All DC has to do for me is announce maybe one or two movies, and I'll be like, they have a better lineup. You want to know what those movies are?
What?
Teen Titans!
And
Batman Beyond.
I would watch the hell out of those movies.
I was going to say Future Batman, because I forgot what it was from, but it was Batman Beyond.
Yeah.
Future Batman.
If DC just announces those movies, I'll be like, listen, Marvel, I'm out. I'm switching sides.
I'm all about that DC.
I'm all about that teen angst.
See ya.
Any other things you guys want to say on the Marvel 5-year plan?
They had the... Or not on the 5-year plan. No, not really.
What are you talking about?
Nothing. I forgot if somebody picked this one or not.
What, they have the new trailer out?
The extended one?
They have an extended trailer of Age of Ultron where everybody's trying to pull the hammer.
Yeah.
And Cap nudges it slightly.
Nudges it slightly, and then Thor's like, oh, shit. Wow. And that was it. That was actually the only Chris new Evans. Part. Yeah. But I like that part. That
My cool. dreams.
Yeah.
That was cute.
I liked it.
He is cute. Chris Evans is really cute.
I hope these movies are like 3 hours.
I don't know about that.
Yeah. Like 3.5 hours. Four and a half hours.
Civil War is going to be awesome because...
Listen, in the theaters, I hope they're like 2:15, but I do hope there's like...
An extended cut?
Yes.
Okay.
I don't know if I want to sit there for 4 hours, but if I could buy an extended cut, sure.
If I can bring...
This is Lord of the Rings director's cut?
Yeah. If I can bring a catheter into the theater, I'm down.
Yeah. So, yeah, that's it, right?
Yeah, man.
All right, let's keep on the movie track. Fast. I mean, sorry. Furious 7.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, my God. This movie trailer.
Furious 7. That's my pick of the week.
So
this trailer was hilarious.
So, like, remember that scene in Fast 6 when he jumped the bridge?
Uh-huh.
So they took that part of that movie and then made it a movie.
So, I don't understand what this movie is about.
Me? Neither.
It is no longer about racing. That is for sure.
So, they said that Jason Statham is going after the whole... Sorry. He's not going after Vin Diesel's friends.
He's going after his family. Damn. I don't got friends.
I have family.
Yeah, guys. So, when did the Fast and Furious series turn into Ocean's 11?
Isn't it?
Right around... Like, right after Tokyo
like
Drift.
Like 5?
I want to say, like, right after Tokyo... Like, Tokyo Drift was the last one, like, about racing. And then 4 was, like, you could see it kind of move towards.
That's where they broke out Dom, right?
Yeah. And then 5 was, like...
Yeah, that's where The Rock came in. They're like, we need this man.
Yeah, we need clotheslines. We need to make
them fight. We need two top-line drivers.
Yeah, exactly.
Because, I mean, the old ones were about racing and gangsters. And now it's literally a superhero flick.
Yeah.
Like... The people were fighting. He had a minigun on the street. Did you see that?
He
you know
ran
who it was, right?
Yeah, it was a rock, right?
No, it was Roadblock.
Fuck. That's a good one. It was G.I. Joe, because he was Roadblock and G.I. Joe.
He had the minigun on top of the car.
And he was just shooting, yeah.
And that bus had, like, miniguns on the side of it.
Like, I'm like, what is going on?
And then, like, he was running off a bus that was falling... Off a cliff.
Yeah, so apparently...
And then she drifted so skillfully that it gave him the extra inch so he could grab onto the wing. Man.
So apparently he can parkour really well.
Sure.
Sure, why not? I don't... Paul Walker. That's the biggest question. Or Paul Walker's brother. You know that? Yeah, so what they... Like, because Paul Walker's death, a lot of the scenes they haven't filmed yet with Paul Walker, they used Paul Walker's brother and then green screened a lot of stuff to make it look like Paul Walker.
Oh, weird.
So there's certain scenes that are Paul Walker, but there are certain other scenes that are Paul Walker's brother.
Whoa. But apparently Paul Walker could parkour really well because he did Brick Mansions or something.
So. I guess. Oh, yeah, he did do that movie. I still haven't seen that movie.
But man, this movie looks hilarity.
It does.
Oh, did you see the Rock flex his arm out of a cast?
Yeah.
Sorry, baby. I gotta go to work.
What is going on?
So good.
The best part was
this though. This movie's so dumb.
I'm all about this movie.
But Han gets nailed in this movie again.
You don't know me, but I just killed your friend.
Yeah, so I don't. Yeah, I have no idea what this movie's about.
So they retcon Tokyo Drift.
No, not even that. No, but like they pull off some hood on some girl and ask her to tell them he's gonna get out. Who is this girl?
I don't know.
What does it matter? And then another scene.
I don't know who that girl is. Yeah.
Yeah, they're all in suits and then they're partying.
Yeah,
I'm telling you, it's Ocean's 11.
Have you been looking at Vin Diesel and Ludacris's Instagram lately?
No.
They've been releasing like behind the scenes action shots of them doing fights and stuff and car explosions. Pretty cool.
That's funny.
But yeah, no, they did retcon it because like before in Tokyo Drift, Han dies by accident because he got T-boned. But they're saying now that
that's what you're saying.
It was him, Jason Statham, like took his life because he's got some vendetta against.
Yeah.
Well, they killed his
crew,
big brother, or little brother, right?
I forget. Did he?
I have no idea.
Apparently, yeah, because apparently he's ex some guy's big brother, who was from the other movies that they killed.
Was that the guy? If they just wrap this all back around to one, to where it was, he remember because Toretto went to jail because he beat that guy half to death with a tire iron.
The driver.
Yeah, and then he could, and then if it's like, oh, you killed my brother with that tire iron, and just loops all the way back to one.
You're funny.
That'd be sick.
I hope this is the last movie.
Oh, I would pay to watch this movie. No, forever.
Without Paul Walker, it's done.
No, they just bring in that guy from Tokyo Drift.
No. Yeah,
whatever happened to him? He's probably sad that he never gets
I don't called. Know. Let's
IMDb him. Super pissed that, like, man, this whole franchise went exploded, and where am I?
Where am I?
Same thing with Little Bow Wow.
Okay, whoa. Little Bow Wow was not the lead.
Listen, Little Bow Wow grew up and became Bow Wow.
Oh, Owen Shaw?
Sure.
Oh, you guys remember? Oh, okay.
He was American.
Yeah.
He was from the South.
Was that his thing?
No. Owen Shaw is the bad guy from Fast and Furious.
What?
Yeah.
What? What are you talking about?
Because, like, he's the... Oh.
Lucas Black is the main guy from Tokyo Drift.
No. Okay, the Jason Statham is the brother of Owen Shaw. The guy from... What is it?
Fast and Furious?
Six. Yeah.
Yeah, because I was like, oh. What? They were robbing trucks full of DVD TV combos.
Okay. He was the guy who gets thrown off the airplane? Yeah, thrown off the airplane. So, yeah.
Okay.
Apparently he was in Legion?
Who?
The Lucas Black?
Oh, I have no idea. All right.
Yeah, he was, yeah. Whatever. Doesn't matter.
IMDb has him listed in Fast 7.
No way.
Oh, shit.
Well, he has to be.
Oh, yeah, yes. He has to be.
He has to be, because if they flash back to Han's death, he's got to be credited for that.
No, not even... No, yes! Not that. Relax. Because after they beat this guy, Vin Diesel's probably going to roll up to the guy and be like...
Oh, yeah.
I knew Han, he was family, because in this one, everybody's family!
I didn't know Han was into muscle. It was when he was rolling with me.
Wow.
Yeah, this franchise is awesome.
He was in NCIS?
Okay, anyway, back to the topic.
Uh-huh.
This movie looks sick.
Uh-huh, okay.
We're all going to see it, and it's going to be
we're
awesome.
We're going to see it, yeah, we're going to see it, and it's going to be awesome.
IMAX 3D. Can we get, like, the VIP boxes?
You want to watch it in D-Box?
Yeah, let's watch it in D-Box.
Sorry, no.
Yo, let's do it! I bet coupons work towards D-Box.
No, I'll totally watch Avengers in D-Box, but I'm going to watch this on Tuesday in the afternoon. Regular small screen.
Yo, D-Box!
Nope.
Damn.
You can go. I'm
but
not gonna stop you.
Well, okay, what about this plan? What if we
No
go see it in D-Box?
No.
What if we see it on D-Box on a Tuesday?
No.
D-Box?
No. Nope. Nope. I need to save my money. That's like an extra $10.
Well spent.
I don't know,
man. Well spent.
I could buy the Blu-ray for that price.
Well spent. Then you get the super ticket.
No, that's a digital copy only.
True. But you're all about that digital life anyways.
Not when it comes to movies.
LYFE.
True. Yeah.
True.
True. True. True.
That's my pick. Anthony, what's your pick?
My pick's lame compared to your picks.
So what's your pick?
Daylight savings time happened.
Oh, boo!
guys, we're going an hour behind.
There's just this there's this really funny video I saw on Reddit, because apparently Australia is having a vote whether or not to actually have to do the hour back or hour forward anymore.
Oh, yeah.
Right?
They don't do it, do they?
Apparently they don't do it or something.
Only North America does it.
Yeah. And so one of the Australian guys who posted this on Reddit has a friend in Iceland, or a cousin in Iceland. And his friend from Iceland sent him a video of just all the reasons why you should vote to do the hour so you have more daylight.
Uh-huh.
Because apparently in Iceland, in a full 24-hour period, they have a total of 3 hours of light.
Yes.
And he's filming this video, and it's pitch dark. It's 3 p.m. Mm-hmm. It's pitch black. And he's it's just a really funny video about him telling people what he has to do to not go crazy.
Mm-hmm.
He has to sit in front of a UV light for hours.
Yeah.
He has to eat gross fish pills, apparently, or this fish sweat garbage omega-3s.
Mm-hmm.
And also, it was just a really funny video, and that was it.
I wonder why he didn't mention in the video that they also have 22 hours of daylight.
In the summer, yeah.
That's amazing.
It's crazy.
I think in Greenland, or even north, isn't it just for 6 months straight, there is no darkness?
Yeah, Greenland is even more north.
And then it's just 6 months straight, so darkness.
Yeah, 6 months dark, 6 months light.
That's crazy.
Yeah, right?
Yeah. How do you guys feel about daylight savings time? Do you guys like it?
Yes.
Yeah?
It gives me an extra hour of daylight.
No, it doesn't.
Yeah. I like to think it does.
Well, the whole thing was to save money on candles, right?
What?
That's where daylight saving times came from, back in the day when they used to use candles and wax and stuff. That's what I heard.
No!
They did that to, so that they didn't have to spend as much money on stuff.
No, daylight savings time came from events that really, summer events where they utilized the daylight.
Oh.
So after you would finish work at 5, and they would have events, outdoor events, sporting events, or whatever, and they needed the sun to stay out longer to maximize revenues and maximize profits, mm-hmm. and whatever. That's what daylight saving time is about.
Yeah.
I don't know why it's only done here in North America, though. I know the rest of the world doesn't do it.
Europe doesn't do it.
Yeah. I know all of Asia doesn't do it. I'm pretty sure Europe doesn't partake in it.
So, by the time, in the summer when it's 5 o'clock, it's dark over there?
Yeah.
Huh.
Well, in the summer, when...
Well, days are longer, obviously, but...
And the sun sets later.
Yeah.
But it just means that...
They don't do the whole hour switch.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm not far enough north to care, from what I've learned of this video. So, I guess it doesn't matter to me either way.
Yeah.
I just know it's great when I get an extra hour of sleep, but it sucks when I get an hour of sleep taken away.
See, I don't get that. You don't get an extra hour of sleep.
You do. It goes to, 10:40 something, and then it goes back
to... It's a refund that you get back.
Yeah, it's a refund.
I don't know. Because then earlier in the year, you lost that hour of sleep.
So yeah, basically, it's just... It all turns out even.
Yeah.
They're just trying to... They just believe that because it's a...
You want an extra hour of sleep? Go to bed an hour earlier.
F that.
Well, it's the season, right? So they say that, basically, it's going to be, light less, so...
Yeah.
People.
Whatever, man.
Creatures.
You're gonna report back to your alien mothership.
Yeah.
Whatever, man.
Tell them this confused race here.
These idiots are using daylight savings time?
They're man, we phased that out eons ago.
Literally. We literally phased it.
You know what we do when we want daylight?
Just go to the sun.
Exactly. Drive by the sun.
Create more daylight. More suns.
These fools.
There's always light. Light is always constant. Why do they need more of it? I don't understand.
So prehistoric.
True. True.
All right. That's it, right? There's nothing else you guys want to bring up?
No, no.
Another big news stories?
Are you going to surprise us with a big news story?
No, I'm not going to surprise you at all. No.
Then no.
I have nothing else to say.
Okay.
Sure. That's it. I'm good. I'm done. Yeah.
There's more.
Nope.
And I'm waiting.
Mm-mm.
Damn.
Nothing.
What is it?
Let's cut to break. So this week,
On Arrow.
On Arrow, stuff happened. They introduced Ra's al Ghul.
Ooh.
Did they resurrect him from somewhere? Or was he just, did he just appear?
No, I think he was just sitting in the Lazarus pit.
He's chilling?
Yeah.
He's chilling.
He's just like, Oliver Queen has declared war.
Okay, war. Before you continue, what is the downside of the Lazarus pit?
Because you go crazy.
Like, just mentally you
temporarily,
cannot
handle? Temporarily,
yeah. Mm-hmm. You kind of go like berserk mode.
You know, like, when white girls are like, I can't even handle?
I can't even handle.
I can't even?
That's you know, what like, to when they have, like, they get drunk, they get a buzz, and then they go psycho?
Yeah.
It's like
this, that.
It's like my cousins when they drink. I could handle that for a mortal life, yeah. I mean,
yeah.
I think I could handle that.
You can handle that?
I think I can handle that.
Okay.
I'd be a drawback I'm willing to take.
Well, next time you're in the vicinity of a Lazarus pit, go and have a sip.
Will do.
Yeah,
sip. I thought you like bathed in it.
Well, that's true. Well, you might want to test it out.
Like, could I like shampoo in there, or would that ruin it?
It's a liquid. I don't know if it'll foam up.
No, I mean, like, could I bring like Head and Shoulders into the Lazarus pit?
That nullifies the effects.
Or would it make the Head and Shoulders new?
It might take away your dandruff. That's it.
Ooh. Anti-dandruff Lazarus pit. Yeah. No, I'm down with that.
Now with new ant.
Can I bubble bath it? Like, get some bubbles up in there?
There's a thought.
Questions that need to be answered, mm-hmm. DC. Come on.
Yeah, so Arrow's good. Flash is alright. Oh! You know who's on Flash, believe in?
Who?
Wentworth Miller.
Who's that?
Prison Break.
I don't know.
Oh, you suck. Captain Cold.
Oh, I heard about this.
And all he does... Are cool puns.
Puns?
Yeah, I thought so.
That's all he does.
That sounds great.
And it's hilarious.
Oh, you know who was on... There was a character that was on Agent of S.H.I.E.L.D. this week. Mark Musashi, who's a tokusatsu suit actor.
Cool.
Mark Musashi.
He's
who
like an
would
Asian,
he play?
He was an... I don't know. He was an Asian guy, slick back hair.
Because I know the guy from Tokyo Drift was the main Asian guy.
Wait, really? The villain?
Yeah. DK?
DK?
Yeah, he's DK? He has a mustache and he's older.
Was he? Weird. Did he put his hand out of his car and like wave you to come forward?
No, but he totally grabbed Mockingbird made out of her.
Oh wow, hot. So. DK.
After he did that, did he say "Get out of here, Gaijin"? And then like
no, they had lovely tea before she killed him.
Aw. You can never catch a break.
Side note: Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. is the show I like most so far.
This really?
Season. Yeah. Huh. It's a big surprise even for me. I thought Arrow would be like the runaway success, but it's not.
Wow.
But not really the thing I did this week was I played the Evolve Big Alpha.
The Big Alpha?
The Big Alpha.
Was there a small alpha?
It was... I don't know, actually. It just says... That's what it says on my Xbox. It says Evolve Big Alpha.
That's weird.
Yeah. It doesn't say Evolve. Just Big Alpha.
Huh.
And this is the game by the Left 4 Dead team. It's a class-based, team-based, fight-the-monster-based game.
This is actually a new genre.
No.
Okay.
This is actually a new genre.
But that team splintered off. Okay.
Mm-hmm. This isn't a genre that's been around, has it?
It was popular for a while, like team-based stuff, like around the time Team Fortress.
Yeah, but not like this. So there's one person as a monster?
Oh, no, that's kind of just coming back. Like, for a while, it was a lot of cooperative co-op.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And then that disappeared. And now there's a resurgence of it, only now included with, cooperative against one dude.
Yeah.
Like, a lot of games are doing that, right?
Mario Party 10's doing that.
Dragon Age Inquisition's doing it.
Cool.
Yep.
That Fables game?
They're doing it. Yeah. So.
I don't play Mario Party 10.
Interesting.
You do that.
So tell us more about Evolve.
Yeah,
I actually like this
Evolve,
game.
Yeah.
What do you guys want to know?
I want to know everything about it.
All right, so there's four classes, all right?
What?
Yo, dog.
You got the Assault. He does the DPSS.
The deeps.
Thanks, guys. There's the... No, I'll do that one last. There is the medic. He heals.
He heals!
All right. There is the trapper, who likes to trap things.
The traps!
And then, of course, there's the support, who's the jack of all trades.
I don't have one for
that.
Jack of all trades!
The trades! Okay, I don't really need to go into the details of each class, but from that, you can pretty much guess that each one of them is vital to the team, and they face on another player who plays the monster, and the monster can kill them, hunt other animals to eat them, and then evolve into a bigger, more powerful monster. And when the monster evolves 3 times, he can destroy some MacGuffin on the map to claim victory.
MacGuffin.
Yeah. But the thing is that you don't have any choice as to having what class you pick. You have preferences, mm-hmm. and then the game picks for you, and you have to have all four classes in your party, yes. which I think is cool.
Yes.
Which I think is cool.
Yeah, I believe in earlier builds, they had it so that you didn't have to have all four classes.
But I like how it...
I'm sure that would have messed up.
They found out stuff. That it did not balance very well.
Yeah. It's really... this game is really good.
So the game is very, very interesting. It's by the guys who do Left 4 Dead, but it does not feel like Left 4 Dead. Like, it's not fast, it's not...
It's not hordes of dudes.
Yeah, and it's not mindless. It's very, very tactical and strategical. And it's weird.
From what I've saw you play, that seems like both, like, a blessing and a curse. Mm-hmm. Like, it makes for, like, super fun gameplay. Mm-hmm. And, like, really tight game making, if you can. Mm-hmm. But if you can't do that, then the monster just runs rampant. Mm-hmm. And just like, oh, look, I'm level 3.
So the game shines when you find a team that is all committed to working together.
Yep.
And you have an opponent who is competent. If any of that does not happen, the whole game falls apart. Mm-hmm. And 95% of the time, the game falls apart because of that.
Yeah, you really need a dedicated...
But in that rare 5%, when things all align, it is one of the most fabulous gaming experiences I've ever partaken in.
That's funny.
That was weird.
Yeah, that was really funny. Yeah. Basically, Vince doesn't like to play as a monster.
No, I do not.
He doesn't find it elegant.
No.
So with that game breaking part, is there like a matchmaking system to where, so like I've only seen you play like pickup matches.
Yeah.
Like if some person only wants to be the monster and only face up against pre-made teams of four, mm-hmm. is there a mode for that?
No, but if you set your preference to monster first, chances are you'll always play the monster.
Really?
These are true.
To play the monster.
Yeah.
Okay, because like that'd be cool. Like so like if we get four people, mm. right, and we want to be a squad.
Yeah.
That one person always has the chance of taking one of our spots in the squad.
Right? Not if you no if you party squad like if you do party group.
Yeah.
You'll always be the squad.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
And you'll just be looking for a monster.
All right.
Yeah.
It's really interesting. Like the gameplay mechanics that. I saw the final issues that you could actually track the monster's tracks. Mm-hmm. The monster has to feed on other animals. Mm-hmm. You can also harvest animals. It's just awesome.
And then yeah. he evolves.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's pretty cray-cray.
Yeah, we played a little bit today. Yeah, man. It was fun. Fun stuff.
Play with the quotation marks because sometimes you just don't get a match at all.
No, you don't. That's the other big problem. It's an alpha, I know, but the loading is so bad.
I was like, I watched some people play online and stuff, mm. and like certain people will like, they'll start a match, but it'll get stuck, it'll hang at the loading screen, mm. and they have to like reset their system fully to get out.
Oh.
And especially on the Xbox One, since it saves your state.
Yeah.
And stuff like that, like, it's weird.
Yeah, so sometimes you do have to hard reset the Xbox, just to clear it all, clear the cache, and then you're good to go. Mm-hmm. But, yeah, no, like, I really like it. I hope that the level progression's a little bit faster when the final game comes out. I just feel like you're not getting enough.
There's a lot of bars.
Yeah.
But every single There's bar fills up very slowly.
Yeah.
That's where you play so much more.
And I don't know. If, like, I just don't know what the longevity of this game's going to be like. Because eventually it's going to get to the point where it's competition mode only.
Yeah, right.
And pickup games are going to be... terrible.
Like, that's what I was wondering when I was looking at videos and stuff. Like, is this a game that I'm gonna be playing, like, say, because like it comes out when again?
February.
Like,
yeah,
will that be a game like I want to play like months after?
Yeah,
like, even though if it is a drought, right,
it's gonna be DLCs.
Yeah, well, there'll be map packs and stuff.
Deeps
and new monsters.
Dulces? I don't know. New monsters would be cool. Like, I'd like to see obviously monster other than
new characters.
There obviously has to be more. I mean, there's already another one to crack
in. No, yeah, there's definitely, like, it is the alpha. Like, definitely there's going
to
be more.
There has to be at least 30 that. Different monsters.
But I'm 130? 150 or more to see? To be a evolved
151,
master.
Man. 151.
But, like, I wonder, like, will the gameplay itself be able to hold you for longer than, say, the opening 2 weeks?
I don't know. That's a good question, because I love competitive or cooperative multiplayer. Like, horde modes type stuff is always one of my favorite things. Mm-hmm. But the key with horde mode is, like, I never have to... Or, like, my favorite's always been Gears of War. 3.
Wish I had that.
And the thing, and the number one thing I liked about that was like, yeah, there were some tactical things, but at its core, you could just do a lot of pickup.
Just roadie run forever.
Yeah, and you could just, yeah, you know, like there wasn't too, there's a fine balance between planning and just having, or just zoning out and shooting stuff. Mm-hmm. Whereas this is 100%, we need to work, put on your, strap on your headset, make sure no one's on mute, coordinate. You gotta, it'll probably be awesome if you find a group.
Yeah, which I hope that the three nerds in basement room will be able to get together.
I'll and totally can play with you on my Xbox. Don't worry.
Yeah, and then we'll and we'll stream it, and we'll be like, "Yo, real talk, bros."
Yo, look at these nubs. Can't even shoot straight.
Anthony, drop the deeps.
Learn to quick scope, nub. God.
But yeah, no. So far, I like playing the medic the best.
Of course you would. I don't
know. The medic. Like. I never have to be in the line of fire.
Yeah, that heal beam goes far.
Yep, the heal beam's the best. I get to trank from a distance, and I have a sniper rifle that just has armor piercing that just provides targets for my team to shoot.
That's pretty sick.
Yeah, that's my type of class I like. Where I get to be the medic.
What has your time with the monster been like? Like, other than, like, it's not for you, like, you mentioned that already, but, like, does it seem like the monster has enough tools to escape a competent team?
Yeah.
Or...
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay.
I still think the monster is way overpowered.
Really? Okay. Yeah.
Because the monster, the thing with the monster is...
It's so mobile.
Yeah, compared to the hunters, like, even if the hunters find you, all you have to do is be like, you know what, I don't want to fight you. I just want to bounce.
Peace.
And you can just take off.
It seems, the weird thing I saw was, like, jumping is faster than walking.
Yes.
At some point.
Yes.
And so, like, and are you just, leapfrogging around?
Yeah, and as the monster, your jump is so high that you're jumping over things that the hunters normally have to...
Boost over. Pad? Okay.
And so you can just take off. So you can just run around, eat stuff, and then when you're level 3, as long as you get to the power relay first, you win.
And so when you get to the power relay, is that a one-hit thing, or...
No, you have to sit there and smash it.
You sit there and you just bang on the right trigger.
Okay.
Or use all your
tools. It's not like a thing where it's not like a context-sensitive thing. Like, no. Press here to go into smashing mode.
No. So they can still attack you while you're doing it, but then you can just ignore them. Be like, whatever, I'm level 3 now. I have too much shield. I have too much health. Please. Hurt me.
Okay. Do the people level up through the course of the map?
Or... No, and that's the one thing I was really sad to see. The people do not have any increased buffs throughout the mission.
Like, I saw the buffs through monsters and stuff.
Yeah, but I got trapped by the hunters at level 1, and they just killed me really quickly. So I think they already have the tools enough
from all three levels. Yeah, that's always been the argument in the developer videos I've seen. They say, if you can get the monster at level 1 or 2, you're going to win. Like, yeah. If you trap him that early, you're going to win.
Yeah.
But at level 3, then things get tough.
Yeah.
And I guess, does it feel balanced, I guess?
I heard that the Kraken's not balanced, which is the other monster you could pick. I heard it's cray-cray. He can just, like, shoot you from far away and all that kind of jazz.
I'll tell you what, for a first-person shooter, the four classes feel dramatically different.
That's good.
Which I like a lot.
Even though they all have the same run speed, they all have the same, like, rate of fire and stuff. And,
like, jump height and stuff?
Yeah.
Okay.
They all feel different.
Yeah, for example, the medic that, you know, Vince used, it literally was a medic. Could not... Yeah. Kill a monster. It can only debuff the monster and heal your dudes. That's it.
Yeah. That's my role.
And that's what I like about these kind of games. I mean, it's not just, oh, hey, look at me. I can also lay the deeps and I can just like...
I'm a medic, but I will also solo this boss.
Yeah. Like, when you play the assault, all he has are firearms for mega damage.
Yeah.
But yeah, no, there's a lot of cool ideas in the game that I would love to see spill over into other titles. Let's say Monster Hunter.
What would you like some things from Monster Hunter to spill over to Evolve?
No, I want Evolve to spill into Monster Hunter. Okay. I want it to be like, well, if we all go to fight, I don't know, Rathalos, we're not all... I guess in Monster Hunter, you're every class, right?
Well, yeah, you're the Master Hunter.
I wish maybe multiplayer were split into more defined rules.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
Like, because like, the Hunting Horn almost felt like the most... different, right?
Yeah, Hunting Horn.
Hence why I picked it.
And like Bowgun and stuff.
Yeah, but ultimately they're still...
Yeah, they're still...
Actually, I wasn't hitting it as often as you guys were. I was mostly on the sidelines.
Chilling?
Yeah, but that's because you can when you're in a group. But like, if you were playing solo...
Hunting Horn by yourself.
It's actually pretty hard.
Eesh.
It's all about the deeps.
But yeah. But Evolve's cool.
Yeah, man. I like it a lot.
I hope there's some character customization. Some of the characters I just don't like the look of.
Mm.
Like putting monster skins, husks on
I'm
your
I'm just beard. Saying, you know, maybe carving them up after you beat them. I would like to see some of that.
Yeah. I'm probably going to get a PS4 for this.
Are you buying a PS4 this Christmas?
I might. You're going to be some sweet deals?
See, if there's a sweet deal, I don't know if I could pass it up.
Yeah, that's true. Hey.
Right. The thing is, Xbox One just got a price cut, so I'm really hoping Sony responds and is like, price cut.
Yeah,
I really... back down to regular price here?
I hope they just match it.
That'd be weird.
How much would it be?
Well, it's for, the PS4 here is $450.
Is it $450?
Yeah, and it's $399 before this price cut coming Monday? Or as you hear this, I guess?
Yeah, Monday or Tuesday, yeah. Okay. Xbox is going to be $349?
Yeah, $349.
I hope they bundle it with it, NBA 2K15, you know?
What?
I think you can get that and Madden.
Lol.
Who are you people? Listen, it's all about Tiger Woods.
That guy lost NHL? That game, man.
Yo, I actually want that Tiger Woods game.
No.
Is it still Tiger Woods or just PGA Golf?
I think it's just PGA.
I still want that PGA Golf game.
I'll buy Hot Shots and say I'm just as cool.
No, we really need, though, a new Cool Borders.
Cool Borders!
You guys are the best.
Did you ever like 1080p?
What?
On the 64? No, it's
not 1080 snowboarding?
Yeah.
1080p? What?
Isn't it, I don't know.
That's the resolution.
Right. 1080
1080 snowboarding? I like it, but that it's hard.
Yeah, that's what
it's like you need to land perfectly.
Is there Snowboard Kids?
Snowboard Kids is Mario Kart, but on snowboards.
Okay.
You know like the slalom courses in Mario Kart?
Yeah.
It's all those.
Okay.
It's fantastic.
I just got Snowboard Kids 1 on the N64 recently.
You got the ninja dude?
No, not yet.
Well, you suck.
He's cool. That game's hard.
Yeah.
That game's so hard. Uh-huh. I was like, I know, I'll just pick an alpine board.
No.
Because those are so fast.
You pick freestyle.
Yo, there is no turning on alpine boards. Oh my god.
Yeah, I think at most all I did was all around.
In 1080 snowboarding, that's what I did.
Yeah.
I eventually, like, I used the Japanese girl because she had the best landing.
Mm.
And then when you beat all the story mode, you unlock the penguin board. You're just riding a penguin, like, that's on the stomach.
Sweet.
And it's got max stats. Mm. You just do 1080s.
You know, since we're talking about video games, I know that's all you're doing this week, right?
It's like 90%.
All right, tell me about your video games.
So I beat Bayonetta 2.
I think none of us are surprised.
It's a good game.
Mm.
But...
Oh!
But I think the gameplay in that game is crazy tight. But the story is mega recycled.
It validates the one you purchased.
So in that game, a lot of it... I'm not going to spoil major story points in it.
I hope you don't. I'm going to play this game.
But like, there are certain points in that game where it feels like they're trying to make an homage to the first game.
What?
Like, it's just weird to say, right?
Yeah.
Because it hasn't been a long time since that first game.
No, it hasn't been like 20 years.
Yeah, and so it's like they're being like, oh, look, remember this from the first game? We're going to do it again. But it doesn't come off as... Because it's been so short between those two games, it doesn't come off as anything that's like novel, right? It just comes off as lazy.
Mm.
Like they had this idea in the first game, and instead of thinking of their own way to do something, they just used the way in the first game and been like, "Oh, look, we remember the first game." Other than that, it's good. I think I like the story and like the progression. I like the level design and stuff better in Bayonetta 1. But the combat is so tight in Bayonetta 2. Like, it's ridiculous.
Okay.
Witch time! I got you!
But what if you're the type of player who likes to play on baby mode, which is better?
On baby mode?
Yeah.
Baby!
I think there's a lot more epic stuff in Bayonetta 1.
Mm.
Like, just in terms of, like the way that builds up.
Mm?
Like, you start off kind of tame, sort of tame, and it just builds off into infinity.
Mm.
Right? And, like, if you just want to see cool stuff happen, I think Bayonetta 1 is the place to do that baby mode stuff.
Sounds like I missed out for $3.
Really, but really though, the place to see that is Asura's Wrath, because that whole game is just quick time events and baby mode. So,
no,
baby mode.
I've gotten some of the so the extra characters in Bayonetta 2 are actually different now. They have different attributes.
Okay.
So like when you get Jean, it's harder for her to activate Witch Time. Like you have to dodge closer to the enemy hitting you than with Bayonetta. But in turn for that, she does more damage with Wicked Weaves, which are when your final attack, which is when the hair comes out, and like a hair punch and stuff like that. Uh-huh. So those are called Wicked Weaves. So you do more damage with those.
Interesting.
And then also I learned there's a new thing in this game called a dodge offset, where I can be in the middle of a combo. So say my combo is like punch 4 times and a kick.
Yeah.
Right? So if on my third punch I hold punch and I dodge an enemy attack, and I keep holding punch, I can continue the combo where I left off after the dodge, instead of just resetting the combo from the beginning.
That's like forward thinking.
Yeah, so it's like crazy, like super advanced stuff, and it's like really helped with the harder difficulties, like on my second playthrough.
That sounds like extra baby mode.
No, it's like it's not really, because you have to think about it. Like you have to be actively remembering that this is a thing, and you have to remember what combo you're going for. Mm. But yeah, it's really cool. The one thing though is like if you get the whips in this game, just the broke. They're just broken.
Really?
They just wreck. You get this item that activates Witch Time whenever you want, as long as you have Magic Meter.
Whoa.
And then you can use the whip grapple on any enemy. Big enemy, boss enemy, and it does like a quarter of their bar.
Wow.
So you activate, do the grapple. When they're in the grapple, you deactivate. That's only one circle of your 3 10 circles of magic bar. That you do the smash, hit them with a heavy attack, and just repeat. Like, it just breaks the game.
Sounds fun.
Yeah. And then I've been playing Sunset Overdrive.
Okay. What's okay then? A game of the year?
We'll see.
Oh, okay.
I got Sunset Overdrive. Because I got an X-Bone. I got X-Bone.
PlayStation 4.
X-Bone.
Okay. X-Bones.
You got an X-Bone.
You got the white X-Bone.
I got the white X-Bone.
Mine's black.
I got the smaller one.
Oh, yeah.
My X-Bone's smaller than yours.
Yeah. It does come with the big black bar.
Yeah, it doesn't.
No,
it doesn't. It's sans big black bar. But, I totally now realize what you mean by this all-digital future being slow as F.
Uh-huh.
Like...
Oh, was your Sunset Overdrive digital?
Yeah, it was digital.
What?
Yeah, right?
So, that must have pissed you off to know.
So it came with a digital code, and... Yeah, it did. And so...
Yeah,
it came with a digital code. And, man, that took forever to download. Like, forever.
If I remember correctly, you said your internet's slow, though, right?
My internet is not as fast.
Because I had the same internet as you, but recently, this past week, I upgraded mine.
Ooh.
And it has helped a lot.
Okay.
You have more internet.
I bought more internet this past week.
You bought more internet. I give a greater
quantity of internet. Let me tell you, things download instantly.
That's pretty good. I think I'm going to upgrade soon, too. We'll see.
Hmm.
But, yeah, like, man.
Digital future.
Digital future is rough if you don't have the capacity to handle that.
Mm.
Just in terms of, like, the Xbox stuff in general, like, I really enjoy the media player. I really enjoy the piracy box.
Oh, right. PlayStation 4 doesn't have a media player, right?
No, actually. It just got the ability to play MP3s.
I read that and I was like, congratulations.
Yeah, like, it's weird. Like, Sony's taking, like, all these steps forward with certain things and then just eliminating previous stuff they had.
I can tell you why.
Why?
That's why the PlayStation 4 is so cheap.
True.
Because they wanted to not have to pay these licensing costs.
Yeah, I can totally see that. And then, like, later on, they like when they recoup some of their losses, like, they can bring it out through patches and stuff.
Yeah.
But yeah, like, my piracy box is pretty cool. It doesn't have subs capabilities, which is weird.
Mm.
But I guess they kind of, like, when they gave you MKVs, I guess they kind of assumed people were going to do that. So I guess... To appease people, maybe? Like, if maybe appease companies?
No, they have said that they will be adding more features constantly.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, because when the media player first came out, it didn't have MKB support. And then they added it in, and they're like, okay, the next update will have so-and-so, so-and-so, and so-and-so.
Yeah, okay. I hate that menu. I hate the Xbox One menu.
Mm.
All the squares,
mm.
like that touchscreen Windows phone stuff. I hate it.
Tell you what.
What?
It's way easier with Kinect.
It sucks.
All I say is Xbox, go to so-and-so.
All I say is party.
All I do is party. Yeah, so like when I update, so my thing also didn't come with the new firmware for the piracy box, right? So I had to install the firmware.
Oh, yeah.
Then I installed the game. And I thought, I had people over, so I thought I could use the piracy box to do it, and I was just like, oh, this thing didn't come pre-installed when I downloaded the firmware. So that was a separate download.
I bet it was.
And then, finally, after like a day and a half, I started playing Sunset Overdrive.
Yeah.
And that game, it's like a third-person shooter. Like, mm-hmm. what happens is that you're in Sunset City, and a company called Fizco made an energy drink called Overcharge.
Oh.
And it turned everybody into mutants. Ooh. So there's a killer energy drink that ruins the city, and it starts the quote-unquote awesome apocalypse.
Sounds like Red Bull's future.
Yeah, pretty much.
Okay.
Right? It starts the awesome apocalypse. And you, as generic main character, which is actually... So this game is very fourth wall breaky, and it is very self-aware that it is a video game.
Mm.
And riding that line with humor and stuff can sometimes be... It's a very fine line. But in this game, like, they actually pull it off very well.
Okay.
But there are certain jokes that are, like, very inside baseball to video game culture. And I don't really know how that would play to someone who isn't as deep as, like, say we are into that kind of stuff. Which is weird. So, like you see these jokes and you it's like, they're really funny. But you kind of, like, after you laugh and stuff, you kind of think about it and you're like, who is this game for, right? Like... Is bundled in with the Xbox. Like, I assume they want some sort of mainstream appeal, like, because they have a bundle.
Nah, I think they're going for the hardcore.
The hardcore?
Yeah, because what hardcore is going to get the Madden bundle, Forza bundle?
Yeah, true. But, yeah, it's just weird. Like there are going to be a lot of people who are just, like, completely lost on, like a good chunk of these jokes. And but, like, in terms of gameplay and stuff...
What is it like, yeah?
It's so, remember Tony Hawk?
Okay, here we go.
Remember Tony Hawk when you could, like, grind everywhere? Mm-hmm. Like, I'm not talking, like, Tony Hawk 1. I'm talking, like, Tony Hawk, like, Underground. When, like, everything comboed into everything. And you're, like, doing backflips and getting off your board and stuff. Mm. Like, it's like that, but there's no balance meter, so you just grind forever. And at the same time, you're shooting these OD, though. and then there's different enemies and stuff. But you get all these crazy weapons, and the whole thing is dependent on your style. And yes. So there's a style meter. So while you're grinding, while you're bouncing, while you're doing stuff and shooting and killing all these monsters, or just other enemies, you gain style meter. And there's four levels. There's 1, 2, 3, and double exclamation mark. And every time you go up a level, a new one of your amplifications or amps gets activated. And those are different things from when you grind on rails, pillars of flame shoot out from the side. When you get to level 3, a thundercloud follows you and shoots lightning down on your foes. When you melee swing, a tornado comes out of your melee swing and, like, knocks enemies back and stuff. So it gets very crazy, very fast. And then the double exclamation mark is that all your overdrives have, like, no cooldown, and they all do, like, double damage. It's, like, just nuts. Like, screen fills with craziness. And a lot of the weapons are kind of in the same way, because even though, like, there are crazy weapons, like, there's one, it's called the Big Dragon, and you shoot a giant firework at a guy, and it blows him up, right? And stuff like that. And there's just, like, crazy weird weapons like that. They also have amps you can put on your weapon. Like, I have one right now. I have this gun that shoots vinyl records, and it bounces off of enemies.
Interesting. But
every time a record hits or kills an enemy, it has a chance to spawn the Grim Reaper to kill other enemies in the area of the Grim Reaper.
Okay.
And just, like, weird stuff like that. So this game is very high energy. It's very high octane. All the music in the game is punk.
Mm.
So if you hate punk music, like, you're going to hate this game, because that's all that plays throughout the whole thing.
It's like Tony Hawk.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, Tony Hawk had rap and stuff.
Sure it did.
It did. I know. Okay. No.
That game had Spider-Man. That's all I remember.
That's Spider-Man 3. Yeah. That was good. Yeah, so, like, this game, I really enjoy this game. I just don't know if it's, like, a mass appeal type thing. Like, if people hate this game, I can totally understand why they would think that.
Yeah.
It's just, it's very in your face. It's very self-aware. Mm. And the main character is kind of a douchebag.
Mm. Appeals to the Deadpool crowd.
Yeah, yeah. You could put it that way.
Even where, like, I played the Deadpool game, and I'm like that. Like, I didn't even find his jokes funny, like, in that game. Mm-hmm. Like, I think this game does something very special with fourth wall stuff. Like, it uses it. It's not, like, 100% of the time it's used.
Yeah.
But you can always tell there's an undertone that the characters realize that there's a thing. They don't always look at the character and be like, or the player, and be like, haha, I did this.
Mm.
Right? They walk that tightrope and they do it well. But I really enjoyed it so far. I think I'm almost done, actually.
Really?
Yeah. I've been playing for, like, I think I've, like, clocks at, like, 20 hours.
Oh.
And it's still going.
That's pretty good thing. Yeah.
And there's, like, tons of collectibles.
The
other mode in this is called, it's like a tower defense type thing. You would have, like, three different objectives in a base. And then the OD come in from different sides, and you can set up traps, and there's different traps. And then you can also do the multiplayer, which gets harder, and then you can collect rewards and stuff.
Makes sense.
And, I don't know, there's a lot in this game. And the one thing I found funny is that there's so many collectibles, like, to get none of them, you would actively have to be avoiding collectibles. Because, like, there would be times I'm just grinding, and it's like, oh, you got something. I was like, I don't even know what I just did. I just got it, but whatever.
Okay, sounds cool. Exciting. Cool. So, I gotta know, was it worth buying the Xbox for?
Yeah, I think this is. Yeah. I think this was a great game, like, to buy the Xbox for. Like, so in comparison to, say, Bayonetta 2, like, if Bayonetta 2 was the only game I had with my Wii U,
mm-hmm.
I might be a little, I'd be probably a little bit more disappointed in my Wii U purchase. Okay. But, like, I'm actually completely happy with my Xbox purchase.
Okay.
Yeah.
And now that you own all the consoles.
Now all the consoles.
Which one do you like the best? Because the world is dying to know, Anthony. Which one is the one you like the most?
I think they all kind of suck.
Oh, no. You are just going to play that card.
I'm going to play that card until I actually actively like one over the other. Like,
okay.
Right now, the PS4 has...
Could have said they're all great, but no, you went with they all suck.
No, they all need to be better. Like, the Wii U's okay. It's got some fun games. I like the ability to play on my thing without turning on the TV, the gamepad.
Right, right.
The Xbox, the menu sucks major dick, and having to install even disc games to it, I know is going to suck. And the PS4 just doesn't have any games, and their menu also sucks. And they don't even have video support. Like, I can't play movies. Like, I'm going back to my PS3 to play stuff, or now I'm using my piracy box. But
yeah.
The major problem is I don't have enough plugs.
You know what you need.
I have, like, two power bars, and they're full.
Yeah, you need one of the monster.
The monster power bar?
Yeah.
With, like, the 20 plugs?
Monster with power surge protection.
If I still worked at Future Shop.
You know who still, who does work at one of those establishments?
Yeah. Blavin?
Blavin with the monster power surge hookup.
Damn, son. You work in that department, too?
Yeah, he works in the department that sells it.
Damn, son.
Yo, we should get ourselves some universal remotes.
Get that Logitech one, the Harmony?
Yeah, that's just a square.
Yeah.
What? These are products?
Yeah, man.
Dude, you work in that department. Come on.
I told you, I know nothing of it.
Can you buy me some HDMI cables?
I don't know what that is.
Can you buy me some power bars? Like, I'll give you money.
Hood me.
What else have you been doing with your week?
And then the last thing I've been doing is I finished Congo Boncho.
Oh, right.
The series is stupid.
Okay!
He punched a guy so hard, he went around the earth.
Yay.
Like I said, that series is dumb. And I decided to start a series that everybody universally tells me to watch or read, which is Hunter x Hunter.
Oh, I was going
to
say Pokemon, but okay.
No, Hunter x Hunter. And...
You love it.
So from people telling me about Hunter x Hunter, and the type of people that tell me about Hunter x Hunter, I always assume that this series... was for children.
Why would you think that?
Because everybody is always like, oh, it's like about this kid gone and he's 12 and he goes off and becomes a hunter, but then never explains more. And then the type of people who tell me about it are some of my friends. Your sister likes it.
My sister is surprisingly dark.
Yes, which I am now learning slowly.
Okay.
And I was like, these people don't seem like the kind of people who would like stuff where people get decapitated. Or
sure.
They eat other people's flesh.
Well,
I don't know. I was reading through it, and like when the first fights started happening, and like the Hunter exam started happening, and just how dark Hunter x Hunter actually is, was a huge shock. Like, because I just had this thing built up in my head that I thought it was going to be
for children. But it's just like, oh, here's this 11-year-old. He tried out for the thing. And then this guy, Hisoka, cut off his arms.
Mm.
Cool. Wow. But after I got past that whole deal of like,
yeah.
Jesus, this is so dark. Like, I really enjoy this show. Right now I'm in the arc with the Celestial Tower.
Mm.
It's like a fighting tower, I guess.
Yeah.
And they taught me about the power of Nen, which is like their spiritual aura energy. And yeah, I don't really understand it.
Yeah.
There's like a lot of different like parts to it. There's like six different powers, and then like in Nen, there's like subsections of Nen, and
yeah,
it's a bunch of stuff. But all I know is that crazy fights happen, and like people get wrecked in this show.
Yeah.
But I really enjoyed it so far. Like, it's people's opinions were not wrong that this is a fantastic series.
Cool.
And the cool thing about it is that, like, even though it's been going on forever, it's only, like, 300 chapters. Because apparently the guy who made it, which I just realized is the husband of the girl who created Sailor Moon.
Wow.
Yeah. They were, like, the mangaka couple.
Wow.
Married couple.
Jeez.
They act like he takes a lot of breaks.
Good for him.
Right? And so like the series is on hiatus for a long time. Like, and for long periods of time.
Sounds like it's a good time to get in now
then. Yeah, and so apparently I think it's on hiatus now, I'm not sure. But I'm really enjoying it. Like whenever I have free time, I'm reading this series.
That's good.
Yeah.
Good.
Yeah, and then I guess the last little thing is I got the second volume of Monster. Which is
the
manga.
Oh, I remember this one. Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, but
the kid, surgeon.
Yeah, surgeon. Yeah. And that's still very, very good. But it's
cool.
It's kind of weird, like to see. Like, so Hunter X. Remember, like that thing I said by like something can be. It can still be childish, but it can still be like gory and stuff. Like,
mm-hmm.
like something is, it's not adult just to have someone be beheaded, like that kind of stuff.
Yeah.
Like I'm kind of seeing that with Hunter x Hunter in comparison to Monster, mm-hmm. where when I look at Monster, it has like these deep intersecting storylines and like there's a lot of heavy-handed topics and stuff like that. But with, and it's very mature, but there's no gore.
Yeah.
Like there's never just like a picture of intestines and gross stuff on screen, right? Or on on frame or on panel. And but in Hunter x Hunter, like it's a totally by the book shonen story. Like kid wants to find his dad.
And just
has a lot of power naturally, and he trains to be stronger. And that's like the whole gist of that story. And there's a lot of sub stories, but like I don't feel they get as deep as like say a Monster. And it's but it does have a lot more gore, like in terms of limbs being taken off and like just straight up auto cannibalism.
Sounds like what's that one? Attack on Titan.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So it's interesting, but I had a good week. I did a lot of stuff.
It's good. Spend like, money.
Yeah. Even outside of video games and manga, I did a lot of stuff. So
yeah. It was a good week. Bubbly for Halloween, and then
I went to a concert in Toronto.
You saw the Rack.
I saw Rack, RAC again.
That's Rap
City. They're at the Danforth Music Hall.
Oh, you went to the Danforth.
Yeah, that place is nice.
Do you like it?
Yeah. It's very cold in the Danforth. It's just a very open area.
It's like a warehouse.
Yeah, it's a warehouse with a stage in it. And then even with all the bodies in there, like I was like front row center, but even with all the bodies in there, it was still cold.
Yeah. All those venues are, I think they're more designed for the summer for airflow.
Oh yeah.
But in the winter time, it's not fun.
Even one of the bands who came on, there's this band from Austin, Texas called Speak. Yeah. The lead singer came on and he's like, thank you for letting us in your city. This is literally the coldest venue we've ever played because we're from Texas.
Oh, man.
And yeah, it was a great concert. I bought a shirt.
Cool.
I was going to buy a vinyl.
How much were them shirts?
$20.
Oh, that's not bad. That's about
right. I was going to buy a vinyl for $20.
But
they were sold out because some Asian girls in front of me bought the last copy.
You should punch them.
I should have just straight up abuse. Just,
yeah.
Boom, welcome to Toronto, bitch. And then just run away.
Yeah. That's what I would have done.
No, you wouldn't. I don't believe you.
Well, you don't know me.
I don't, apparently. Apparently you're so dark, I did not realize.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, that's been my week.
Blaven, have you been dark this week?
No.
No? You've been happy, cheerful?
I've been playing a lot of Borderlands. Wow. I accidentally beat the game.
So, I think you told us that
last week. Yeah. Yeah, so after I beat the game, I started on the New Game Plus mode. Yeah. And that was a big mistake.
Why?
Because they auto-level the enemies to a much higher level than you are. Mm. And I didn't know that. I totally forgot. Like a minimum? Well, you beat the game at like level 30 and then they level everyone up to 35.
Oh.
And I was at 28. Oh, cool. And I was like, oh, shit. And I'm like, oh, shit. And then I get in there and I'm like, oh, God, how am I going to get through this?
Sounds great.
Yeah, it's awful. So I'm almost near... I already beat the second New Game Plus mode. I beat the New Game Plus mode. And then my path panned out and what I want to do for this game.
Are you still playing the Athena Girl, right?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Are you max level yet?
No, I'm not 50 yet. I still have to wait till 60, so...
Huh.
So, yeah.
Is there, like, a New Game Plus Plus?
No, they don't have Ultimate Vault Hunter mode yet. So it goes regular, True Vault Hunter mode, Ultimate. But the last time they had Ultimate Vault Hunter mode, it was DLC.
Oh.
So that's why. So. But yeah, no, this game is actually really, really fun. I'm just trying to get the deeps up. And hopefully join a team. I actually did a little experiment where I stopped shooting the enemy and let my teammates do the work, and they just didn't do any damage. So I'm happy that my build was correct. But my build is very loot dependent, so now I have to farm bosses to make sure I get the right legendaries to make sure that...
Oh, really? It's loot dependent?
My build is loot dependent, yeah, because I'm a very elemental class. I'm all about elemental, so I need all the best elemental guns. Which either are the random drops or drops from certain enemies, so I have to really plan it out so I get them. So that
sounds like fun.
It actually is. I like it a lot. And I like how their New Game Plus mode is very interesting, because... What they do is that they tell it as a story. And in the second playthrough, the True Vault Ultimate mode, the New Game Plus mode, they tell the story again. But this time, the main character that you play as is telling it to this character named Tiny Tina.
From 2. Okay.
Yeah, so when you tell her the story, she interjects midway through certain parts of the story. And this is all new because you hadn't...
Yeah.
You know, she's telling the story again. And she says the funniest things about the certain part you're at or about certain characters you meet.
So you like the character of Tiny Tina?
Yeah, no, she's funny. Okay. So, yeah, I think all the characters in Borderlands are funny.
Okay.
Even the serious ones.
I know a lot of people dislike Tiny Tina.
Really?
Like,
why?
A lot. They just find her annoying. They don't find her funny.
Oh, I find her funny.
I think Vince doesn't like... Do you like her? No, no, see?
I hated her in 2.
Yeah, I think she's funny. I can't even remember her in 2. Or was she only DLC?
No, she was there.
Yeah, she was... You got quests from her, and you had to go, like, save her rabbits for a tea party.
Oh, okay.
But then she had, like, her own special DLC, right?
Yeah, it's playing Dungeons & Dragons.
Oh, yeah, the Dungeons & Dragons one. Yeah.
Yeah.
I never finished that DLC.
So, yeah, I'm having a lot of fun with this game. Like, a lot of fun. And it's... I bought the season pass.
Ooh. Ooh. Yo, you're deep.
Woo! So,
season passes.
Until next year, I'm getting all the DLC. Oh, so. God. Why is it bad to get a season pass?
I just find out I never go back to the games.
Oh, that's true. I did play the shit out of 1, so...
Like, you know, Bioshock Infinite, I bought the season pass. I have not touched that game.
Apparently there's a lot of DLC for that game.
Probably. Well, apparently, it's the Burial at Sea stuff that you gotta play.
Yeah.
That's apparently the stuff to play.
There's 2 of them.
Yeah. Right?
Yeah. I haven't played them.
Because that one's about Rapture.
So. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
But yeah, no, Borderlands, I like it a lot. Loot dependent, class dependent, so... I've made my class now into... Because I have enough skill points now, I do the deeps. And I also realize that when you're a multiplayer and you throw your shield and revive people, they tend to revive you first whenever you go down.
Wow.
So they really like their... They like their healers. So that's how I'm making my mark on the multiplayer scene. That's so funny. That's what I'm doing. Because I make it my point on multiplayer to revive everyone as often as possible. And I'll just, you know, have one thing. So my special skill is that if I hit them with my shield, which is my action skill, put out a shield, absorb damage, and throw it. So usually I can hit enemies or allies. If I hit my allies, it automatically revives them.
Wow.
But the final skill in that tree is that you can bounce up to 4 people. So you could throw it at your ally, revives him, bounces to another ally, revives him, and hits 2 other enemies on the way.
And this is all auto-targeting, right?
Yeah, it's auto-targeting. So it's cool. Yeah, so it's pretty cool. And people like that. So
people like being revived?
People like being revived.
Do you have to aim at them, or can you just throw it?
I just throw it in the general direction, okay. Auto-home.
Okay.
Bad thing is, I don't know when to revive people. So they're in the midst of getting an AoE attack. I revive them, and they just instantly die again. I'm like, oh, man, my bad.
Oopsie.
Joke's on you. My bad. So I ended up getting two legendary weapons currently. Wow. And they're both very hard to use. So I hope that I'll get something new. My one weapon that I got is that when it shoots, if it hits a wall, it bounces into three different lasers into random corners. Mm. Very bad.
Okay.
But apparently, if you use it correctly, you can, like, insta-kill bosses.
Yeah.
Oh, but I can't do it.
If you, like, corner a boss. And
yeah. Just, yeah, basically just bounces on the corners until they die.
That's cool.
Another one is an exploding mine that just keeps shooting flames out for, like, 10 seconds. So I just throw it in a group of people and just I just leave it there until they die. That seems
not as useful considering there's no air.
Oh, yeah, so it's also not useful to have the fire element because you have to get through their shields first. So the granddaddy of grenades that you want are the grenades that just make an AoE electric attack. So they just drain the shields and drain their life. Okay. So, but I have the fire one. So I guess it's good against any sort of the little enemies, like little ants or something, or like bats or whatever. Bugs, like, and stuff. Yeah, okay. Exactly. They're good against those. So, yeah, no, I really like the game. I don't know if I'm going to start a new character because in this game, they have these things called badass ranks.
That was in 2.
Oh, is that in 2 as well?
Yeah.
Well, I made mine so it's only for elemental stuff. Mm-hmm. So it's only really applicable to mm-hmm. Athena. Mm-hmm. So if I pick another character, they're going to have all these buffs, but they're not really going to use them. So
yeah, but then those characters, because like the badass ranks transfer over, right? And then, but like those new characters, you're not starting at the... They get badass ranks easier because they're lower level. So you can still put it into the other stuff.
No. Wait, what do you mean?
So, like, you get badass ranks, right? That one character gets... So
no, it transfers to other characters.
Yeah, yeah. So, like, but I'm saying that, like, say you're at badass rank, like, 200. You know how it takes longer for you to get badass ranks the higher up you are?
Yeah.
Like, when you start a new character, like, he's technically not at badass rank, like, 100.
Okay.
But he still has all the buffs, so it's easy for you to get badass ranks very fast on a new character.
And then that carried on to my other
character? That carries on to both characters, yeah.
Oh, weird.
At least that's what it was like in Borderlands 2.
So generally, it's good to have two characters.
Yeah.
Oh.
To maximize...
To min-max your stats. Or, if you want, you could have that secondary character also pump stats into...
That's weird.
Elements.
Yeah, there's different ways you can go about it.
Yeah. Well, I guess that's how people get it. Anyway, there's a Halloween event right now.
Oh, cool.
Yeah, so if you kill people, they burst into candy and stuff, and they're willing.
Oh, damn it. Was there a Halloween event in Diablo?
I don't know.
Do they usually do that, or is it just WoW?
It's usually MMOs that do it. Oh, damn. I missed it in Guild Wars 2, I think.
Okay, anyway, sorry. Continue, Blue.
And then the last thing I've been doing today is about taking up Vince's recommendation, and I started watching Build Fighters.
Finally.
And oh my god. Time. There's only a dumb smile on my face whenever
I'm watching. It's only the greatest anime.
It's much better if you're familiar with all the Gundam universe.
Yep.
Because there's so many inside tropes. Mm-hmm. If you're not, it's just not funny. I'm blessed that my little brother loves Gundam as well. So we sit there and laugh at the people they face. And we're like, oh man, it's that suit. I can't believe they put that suit in this.
Yeah.
In the second episode, they fight against the sumo. And I mean... that's from like turn A, right? Yeah. It's like, man, I haven't seen that suit in like forever. And the last time I saw it was in Super Robot Wars. Yeah. And it's just funny that I can have a conversation with that with someone, right?
Yeah.
But if you don't know any of it, it's just not that funny.
Yeah.
But it's the choreography is really good, though, the fighting.
Yeah.
So it's really fun. It's better than usual Gundam fare of, you know, oh, I'm just going to shoot lasers and destroy everything in my immediate area.
Yes.
But they fight. And
they put thought into their fight.
Yeah, I like it a lot. I like it a lot. I like how they use the model kit theme to basically make up fantastical Gundams and to animate every Gundam under the sun for no reason. I love it. It's amazing.
It's the best toy commercial ever.
I know. It's so good. And while I'm watching it on YouTube, and they have toy commercials actually in it. They sell the Gundam. But,
like, buy the build one now.
Yeah, I like it.
When you watch through the season, they always introduce which ones are just being released in stores.
Yeah, which is pretty cool. But it's in Japanese.
Yeah.
Why is that? Or is that... Did they take this directly from the Japanese?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Yeah. They just translated a little bit here and there, in the commercial. Yeah. It's pretty cool. I definitely recommend it. And if you're a Gundam fan, you'll enjoy it even more.
Did you get to the episode where he has to... Wait, did you meet Mao?
No, not yet. Okay. I only got to the episode where he gets the full strike package. The full build package. The
full package.
And he just wrecks...
Right.
Yeah, so it's pretty cool. I really want to learn more about the redheaded kid.
Reiji.
He just teleports in and out of the world.
Yeah, he's kind of the best.
He's pretty funny.
He's a new type.
But man, the favorite character so far has to be Mr. Rell.
Mr. Rell.
Just a random old dude. Just comes out of nowhere.
Yeah, he's kind of just like...
Who is this old dude?
Yeah, and the whole time when he's talking to... I don't know if he's met the girl yet.
Yeah, this is it, when they were watching the thing.
And all her line is, who are you?
Yeah, who is this guy?
Where'd you come from? And he just keeps talking in exposition.
Yeah, he's like, man, this, you know, this is what the particles are about. And she's like, wow, but who is this guy?
Yeah.
It's pretty funny.
Yeah.
So yeah, the show's really funny. It's obviously meant for children.
Oh, of course.
But oh my god, if you're a Gundam veteran, this is amazing.
Yeah, don't worry.
Yeah.
All the excuses to build all these.
The further you watch, the further you'll be like, yeah, you're right. Yeah. Tatsuya Yuki's the best.
Is that the class president?
Mm-hmm.
He's pretty sweet.
Meijin Kawaguchi.
Yeah. I don't know if he's not the main antagonist, is he?
Antagonist?
Or is he just a rival?
He's the main rival.
Okay, yeah.
He's the reason why Reiji wants to fight.
Yeah, okay. That makes sense. Yeah, it's pretty cool. Pretty cool. Definitely recommend it.
Mm.
Yeah. Only if real life was like this.
Only, man.
If only. I'd be playing all day.
Trust me, I would.
I feel kind of sad that they break their toys, though, every time.
I think that's the best part.
It's play for
keeps. I think that's a business strategy.
Yeah, me too.
Business strategy in the world? Or
yeah, like, the company who makes these is like, these parts also have to break.
Because think about it. They're like, remember, the more time and the more effort you put into it, the better it'll be in the fight. Of course, it breaks. So you're going to want the high-end parts.
And you're going to want to buy them again. Awful. And again.
And again.
And again.
And again. And again.
Man, I can only imagine if you lose a lot.
Yeah.
That kid's lucky he owns a shop. According to his initial stats, he lost 8 times already.
Yeah.
So, damn. Because he sucks at piloting?
Yeah. I really enjoy that the class president does not destroy anybody's suits.
Yeah, because he cares.
He cares a lot about your suits. Yes. Yeah. He incapacitates you each time. Yeah. It's pretty cool.
Wow.
Very skilled.
Because he loves Gunpla and... the hobby so much.
Yep.
He's not there to beat you down.
Yeah, if you had a sniper rifle, he'll just shoot the sniper rifle off you and then put a knife through your throat and be like, well, are we cool? We're cool.
You concede?
Yeah. And he'd be like, okay. It's pretty sweet.
Wow.
Yeah.
Man, when he came out in the red suit, me and Blaze both just lost it.
Oh, it has the Zaku Amazing?
Yeah, the red one.
Yeah.
Yeah, we just lost it. We were just laughing.
And he has both Heat Hawks?
Yeah, we're like, just like, oh my god.
Sucker.
He is Char.
Yeah.
This is funny. So, yeah. Apparently, Blaze got to episode 20, but he just stopped. So, I don't know why. He's been watching Gaim.
Oh!
He loves it.
I'm telling you, it's not a good Kamen Rider show. It's a good live action.
He loves it. He thinks it's awesome.
Yeah, I bet he would, yeah.
Yeah, so, yeah. Getting around to it.
Mm-hmm.
Also, a buzz with Japanese TV shows.
Mm.
So.
You being all on that weeaboo fix?
Weeaboo this! Yeah, it's pretty sweet.
Good job.
Yeah.
Good
job. Like it. Yeah, that's what I'm doing.
Cool. Anthony, you need to get in some of this weeabooness.
Whoosh. All that Gundam talk just over my head.
Get in on Kamen Rider.
I've been watching Drive.
I'm talking about Gaim.
I guess.
Get in with the cool kids.
The cool kids.
Yeah. Talking about fruits.
Fruits? I can't believe they make soda.
Yeah.
That's funny.
Mix soda. Soda.
Oh my god, it's the best.
Yeah. But that's everything, huh?
Yeah, that's everything for me.
Yeah, cool. Anything else I want to mention? No. Nothing. If you are listening to this exclusively on YouTube, make sure you check the audio feed every now and then, because last week I put up a special episode that's not online. And to those of you who are only listening through the audio feed, if you wanted the real episode, it's on YouTube.
Ooh, YouTube exclusive.
Yeah, I split them up.
Oh my gosh.
Ha, ha, ha. I'm amazing.
That's funny.
Evil.
Yeah, I know. I'm gonna make only the hardest fans, the hardcore fans, have to traverse
both great. Mediums. Split our already only 30 viewership.
Down to 3.
Yeah. Oh, look, now only 10 are watching. Great.
You know, don't worry. The YouTube feed, by my calculations, gets on average like 150 hits. So don't worry about that.
That's...
Wow. Except for that one that's like 70k.
It's at like 80 now.
80k?
For G.I. Joe.
Our greatest success is also our greatest failure.
Yeah, I look at that episode, I'm like, what was the magic here?
I don't know what happened. Like, was there like a news story that linked to it that we didn't know? Was there a Kotaku article that we were featured in and we didn't realize?
Maybe we were featured on one of like the super niche G.I. Joe fan boards or something.
Yeah. These guys love G.I. Joe.
Did we, though? I thought we hated it.
I don't remember.
I think we loved
it. I remember loving it sarcastically.
Same. I loved it. You know, no. I just remember hating it. The second one? Yeah, I remember hating it.
Storm Shadow, though.
Yeah, I remember hating it.
And he was
it.
In that tank of water, and then they're like, why did he give him back his swords?
He's so jacked.
Yeah. And then The Rock.
Oh, was he in that?
Yeah, because in the beginning, he was playing Call of Duty with Channing Tatum.
Oh, he killed, Channing Tatum dies.
Yeah, Duke dies.
The Tates?
Would you say that Channing Tatum is generally, like objectively a good-looking dude?
Oh, God, here we go. So you don't think he's good-looking?
No, there are a lot of people who I have recently met
who think he's
that
not.
He that think he's ugly.
Oh, ugly.
That think he's like a potato.
Are these people non-Caucasian?
Some of them. Oh, but okay. There are Caucasians who think he also looks like a potato.
Okay. Because I will say the majority of girls who I've heard are attractive are Caucasian.
Okay. Yeah, these are true facts.
I've never heard many Asian girls or
yeah.
say, right. That Channing Tatum, he's the cutest.
All
right. The Tates.
He just seems so humble and noble.
Oh my God. I love the Tates.
Not go that far.
Okay.
I thought he was a good look. I think he's a good looking dude.
He looks like your average meathead.
Which is what it is, isn't it?
I think it's his haircut.
The Caesar cut?
The soldier cut?
And the fact that he was in that one soldier movie.
No, I think it's the Magic Mike.
Sure. Yeah, there we go. Yeah.
And 21 Jump Street.
Yeah.
Oh, Dear John?
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
God damn it.
That's why.
Didn't you love that movie?
I didn't watch that movie.
I thought you watched that movie.
No. Yeah. There you are. Yo, Netflix got upgraded too, eh?
Did it?
Yeah, it has Yu-Gi-Oh! All the seasons now.
Yo, they have like, they have a Beyblade spinoff.
Actually?
But they're called Bay Wheels?
What? Oh, yeah. What is this nonsense?
Hold on. I saw a Beyblade, and I was like, cool, Wheels. Beyblade. Like, I'm going to look up Beyblade to see if they have, like, the original season.
That's funny.
Yeah, Bay Wheels with a Z.
Wow.
Wheels.
Instead of ripping it vertically, you rip it horizontally, and it's like a tire that goes around, and they're wheels.
Wait, you mean instead of visiting it horizontally, you do it vertically?
Yeah, I guess.
Okay. Awesome.
Do you see?
Yeah, there you go. Here.
Wow.
They're like monster truck wheels.
That's kind of insane.
Wow. They're called Bay Wheels.
There's only one dimension of attack. Straight.
For a second, I was like, man, I should get Netflix again. And you guys have just single-handedly confirmed that I don't need Netflix.
It's got the whole season.
I don't need Netflix. Thanks, guys.
Oh, I don't want next week.
What was it? It was Beyblades Metal Raiders and then Beyblades Metal Wars.
Yeah, seen those in the toy store.
And then Bay Wheels.
Wheels.
Never heard of that one.
Yeah.
Came out 2 years ago, apparently.
Hey, how come you never got into Zoids?
Zoids.
Nobody got into Zoids. That's why Zoids never happened
here.
TJ loves
Zoids.
Oh, okay, one person got into Zoids.
Those were cool. Like,
oh, everybody I knew loves Zoids.
They're cool model kits.
No, they're model kits for either do you want a tiger or do you want a T-Rex?
Tiger.
I know, but like when you look at the box art, it's the toy in like a setting that's like really cool.
It's like a Gundam.
No, but like the Gundam when they draw it all.
Oh, I see what you're saying.
This one is like a picture, yeah. Yes. I kind of love that. It's cool.
Yeah.
It is just a T-Rex or a lion.
Maybe it's a liger.
Yeah, I know. I understand. It's a saber-toothed tiger.
Yeah.
That's colored blue, white,
red.
All the colors of the rainbow.
And then there's either a T-Rex or a Velociraptor.
I understand, yeah.
Yeah. I don't know.
They had those weird pegs, too.
I feel like I should have liked it, but I think I like humanoid robots.
I thought those were, like, the original collectible toy.
Oh.
That made basically a show for the...
Yeah.
For the toys.
Yeah.
Maybe. I mean, I remember it was all CG, right?
Yeah, it
was animation, and then
the battles were CG.
Yeah. So.
Yeah. 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 No, I never got into that.
Right on.
Uh huh. And there we have it.
All right. So if you're gonna take anything from this episode, watch Bay Wheels.
That's it.
I'm looking at videos on YouTube, and it doesn't look like you even fight with them. Like you just let them go.
You let them rip.
I was avoiding that, but you let them rip, and they just go far. Like, it doesn't seem like...
It's a race.
Like, it doesn't seem like it comes with, a, like, a stage or a track or
it's a race bowl. On any surface.
I guess.
You just go down the street and be like, let's race.
I gotta go to Toys R Us tomorrow and, like, see if they have these.
You gotta pick one of these up.
Yeah, this is, it's for the greater good.
You know what I saw at Toys R Us the other day?
What?
You know I collect Power Rangers, the Ghost Megazords?
Yeah.
Titanus is out.
Oh, shit. Ooh.
It's $200.
Boom. Yo, 200 bones.
By two?
And I'm just like, I need, but I can't justify
it. I need. I need. The key word.
Go buy some lottery tickets.
That's amazing. You have everything but Titanus, right?
Yeah.
Do it.
So I'm like, I'm like, no.
That's what debt's for. Put it on your OSAP.
Get that OSAP money.
That's exactly what OSAP's for.
That's what kids use it for.
Yeah, yeah.
They're like, oh, I got OSAP, and I bought a sound system for my car.
Wow. Yeah, I think I went on a trip with my OSAP originally. So.
That's funny.
But there you have it.
That's it.
Watch Bay Wheels.
Bay Wheels.
I have no clue what this. I'm gonna watch it.
Yeah, me
I'm
too.
Gonna watch it. Just
I think I might.
Just for educational purposes.
Yeah, that's it. That's it. Watch Bay Wheels and petition Marvel for Taylor Swift as Dazzler.
Boom.
There you have it. Three Nerds in Basement. Another week complete. We will see you on the 10th.
What?
Yeah.
Man.
Out.
Can we do it on the 9th?
Technically, we are recording on the 9th.
Shh. Don't ruin the magic.